You are a light for the world. A city cannot be hidden when it is located on a hill. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket. Instead, everyone who lights a lamp puts it on a lampstand. Then its light shines on everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine in front of people.
But how can people pray to him if they have not believed in him? How can they believe in him if they have not heard his message? How can they hear if no one tells the good news? And how can people tell the good news if no one sends them? As Scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of the messengers who announce the good news.
Hello, I'm Russ Clark, and joining me today is Jonathan Maxim. Hi, John.
Hi, Russ.
John and I would like to welcome you to a very special panel discussion between friends. Today, our panel will be discussing a very unique outreach opportunity. It's something that we here at Kingdom like to call share the word. This idea is simple and easy to do, handing out recorded messages to your family, friends, and neighbors to reach them with the good news of Jesus Christ. Outreach really doesn't get any easier than this. And it's our prayer today that what you're about to hear will encourage and inspire you to use recorded messages as you share the word. And now, it's my joy to introduce you to the panel that we've assembled. With us today in the studio are several media ministry consultants and sales experts from Kingdom Incorporated, as well as a few pastors and youth leaders who are serving God within their communities. First, we have Johnny Bergeson, who is an evangelist, author, and president of Kingdom Incorporated. Also with us today is Pat McDonald, who is a missionary, evangelist, and Kingdom's Church Growth Consultant. Pat's wife, Katie McDonald, a ministry support specialist working side by side with Pat. Scott Larcombe, who is also a ministry support specialist. David Polchinski, a media ministry training and development specialist. And Hope McCray, a sales and media ministry consultant here at Kingdom Incorporated as well. And then we have Mike Deckman. Mike is the founder of The Rock, a youth ministry in Blossburg, Pennsylvania. And last but not least, Ahin and Rochelle Charcaborty. Ahin is the pastor of Agape Community Church here in Mansfield, Pennsylvania, along with his wife Rochelle, who coordinates the media ministry for their church. Welcome, everyone. It's great to have you here. And now I'd like to hand things over to Jonathan. John?
Thank you all for being here with us today. I know each of you have had some unique experiences with sharing recorded messages, and I'm very interested to hear what God has put in your hearts to share today. David, could you start off by explaining what it means to share the word?
Well, today we're really talking about the easiest way that the average Christian can share God's word with others. And they don't have to be a preacher or a teacher or an evangelist to do this. All they need to do is get a copy of their pastor's recorded sermon or a message of importance that presents the gospel and share it with a friend, a neighbor, a loved one, and strangers too.
Well, the only way the Word of God can have any impact in our lives is if it is heard, if it is shared. The problem is the average person is not hearing the Word of God, but God has made a way. His principles and precepts can be articulated and heard as people move through their day in their cars, their homes, their places of business. We're excited because we can begin to saturate literally the airwaves everywhere with His message being heard. And when it's shared from friend to friend, it's personal, it's intimate, it's coming from a loving heart to one to another. And it's much more impactful because people want to hear something that their friend said is meaningful, and they're eager to hear it. And they can so readily, easily listen to it if it's in a nice, easy format like a CD or tape. They have players everywhere they go, and they can be listening as they do other things. And it's an exciting way. As God's word is shared that way, it is heard. And it can make a difference. I mean, Jesus gave an entire parable of the parable of the sower that was all around his word going out like seed and falling on different hearts and people responding to it different ways. And those who heard the word and those who retained it and persevered into it were bearing fruit. They were honoring God. They were pleasing God. And so that's what we want to see happen. We want to see his word go out like seed into the hearts of people and change them.
Pat, you're absolutely right. And it's really exciting because I know in my own life, early on, I had a lot of apprehension about sharing my faith. You know, do I have the right words? Can I do it? You know, he's an evangelist. He's a pastor. He can do it, but not me. And what you're talking about here, Pat, is something that anybody can do. I can do it. You can do it. We can all do it.
Now, I've heard it said that faith comes by hearing. I know a few of you have been personally affected by this concept. Could one of you share with us about how your faith came alive through your hearing?
I can answer that one.
Faith does come by hearing. It's how I was saved. All my life, people had been trying to reach me for Christ, and many methods were used. Outside of being deaf, I don't know that any other way is quite as effective as the spoken word.
And you know what's really exciting about that is every one of us has some margin of time where we could listen. It's just like they're alone with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit can speak to them without any distractions around. And I just think that that is very powerful, the idea that you could be giving something that your friend can take, and while they're all by themselves, the Holy Spirit can be speaking to them.
Well, biblically, that's how people used to remember things. You know, they would listen to the Word of God, and the more they listened, the more they stored it in their heart. So when you give away a recorded message, you are actually entering their heart through the door of their ear, through which people remember most.
That's the key. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. And you're hearing the Word of God regardless of how you're hearing it. It doesn't matter if it's on the internet, in an audio presentation, if someone is speaking it to you, if you're listening to it on a tape or listening to it on the CD. God's word is truth, and if it hits your ears, you're exposing yourself to truth. So if we're sharing truth, truth has the power to change our lives. It's as simple as that.
You know, you're right, Mike. That really does sound simple. You know, I've heard people say that we're all called to do the work of an evangelist. Mike, could you explain what exactly is the work of an evangelist?
There's a little bit of a misconception about what the work of an evangelist is. The work of the evangelist is the equipper. He or she is the person in the local church who equips you with the tools necessary and the training necessary to go out and spread the word of God. Right before Jesus ascended to heaven, he says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel." There wasn't a comma and then said, "evangelist." He was speaking to everyone. It is all of our responsibilities to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the evangelist's responsibility to equip the people with the tools and with the training necessary to be effective in your evangelism. So we really kind of have to understand that. When we get that, then we can understand that, yes, it's my responsibility to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and to evangelize. And we can use tapes and CDs to do that.
I remember a movie that came to town, and we saw it as an opportunity to, get out there in front of the movie theater and hand out tapes and CDs with a gospel recorded message. My 9-year-old daughter thought that she should get involved in something like that just for fun, and then after she did it just the first time, she said, "Dad, can I go back next time you go back?" So every time I went out, she was with me, and she just really got hooked on it. And the reason why I say that is because anybody can hand them out. I mean, a 9-year-old little girl, and she was taking CDs and tapes of a gospel message and handing them out to total strangers in front of the local movie theater. And all she had to do is ask a question as she handed the tape or CD to them and said, "Did you get one of these?" And she was not turned down, and she handed out hundreds of them. Now, if a 9-year-old little girl can do this, anybody can do this. I mean, think about Josiah. Josiah was 8 years old when he took the throne of Judah. I mean, an 8-year-old running a country, a 9-year-old handing out CDs with a gospel message on it. I think anybody can do evangelism this way.
What I would ask you is, have you ever given anyone a gift ever in your life? Ever given anybody a birthday present, a Christmas present, a Mother's Day present? If you've ever given a gift away, then you've been trained for this ministry.
Katie, that is such a great point. I've never thought about it like that before. You know, I love giving gifts. But I'd really like to know more about the outreach potential of these gifts, though. Scott, could you share with us why you believe this is an effective form of outreach?
Well, I think it's a great form of outreach. I'll just share 2 reasons why. Most notably, there was a gentleman in Virginia who was preaching a message in Baltimore, Maryland. And this message was recorded by the sound guy. The sound guy, in turn, sent it out to Uganda, East Africa, unbeknownst to this pastor who had preached the message. Well, this pastor ended up getting a invitation to speak in London as a result of this message. And he was baffled as to how they came about hearing about him and why would they be inviting him to go speak in their church. So he found out that they had gotten this message from Uganda. And when he got back from London, apparently there was this message waiting for him to go speak in Ghana, West Africa. And then investigating as to how this happened, he found out that this ministry in Uganda again sent this message over. Then he found out also that over 3,000 people in the Congo were led to Christ as a result of this message. So, I mean, God took this one message and he moved it around. This pastor could have never done this on his own. So there is an anointing on these messages because it is God's word and it goes forth. God moves it. And it's just a wonderful vehicle. Now, we hear about this in the United States. I personally experienced this one day when I was in St. Louis. A gentleman came up to me and he recognized me and he said he just wanted to share with me this situation that happened to him. This guy pastors in Memphis, Tennessee, and this gentleman came and greeted him at the end of the service. He was from Oklahoma City. And he said, are you Pastor so-and-so? And he says, yes, I am. And he says, well, I just wanted to thank you because this message I got from you has led me to Christ. He says, you know, I took a look at this message he had in his hand, and right there on the label, it gave the date that I preached it, and it was 6 years old. Now, this gentleman crossed two state borders to thank this man for a message he preached 6 years ago, and 6 years later, it led this guy to Christ. And we hear this time and time again. So a lot of time, these messages lay dormant. And God brings them out of the dust 6 years later, 10 years later, 20 years later. We hear it all the time. So not only is it a vehicle that can take the gospel places you may never go, and it duplicates your ministry, but it also lays dormant sometimes. And we also know that these messages sometimes will pass through five or six different hands before they've made their point to exhaustion. So it's an unparalleled method of evangelism.
As a matter of fact, in my very own church, this young lady who's taking her daughter to nursery school, and every day when she'd go and pick up her daughter from nursery school, she would just chat with the other moms, and she struck up a relationship with this one mom named Cassie. They just had a real brief time, but she got the idea that Cassie didn't know the Lord, and she really felt concerned about Cassie's salvation, so she gave her a CD from our church. Our pastor makes them available every Sunday at the end of the service. There's always a stack of them there. So she had one with her in her purse, and she gave a CD of our pastor's message to Cassie. And Cassie took it home and listened to it, and suddenly the whole idea of coming into a personal relationship with Jesus just exploded and came wide open to her, because she had been a person who in her life had gone to church but had never found any life in it, had never heard about her personal relationship with Jesus. So as a result, Cassie started asking questions, and in a very short time, Cassie ended up coming to our church. Now she's there every Sunday, and so are her little children. And her little children are now having the privilege and opportunity to grow up in a church where they hear about the love of God and having a relationship with God. But it didn't stop there. Cassie started to be concerned about people in her life who didn't know the Lord, specifically her one dear friend and her sister. So what she did is she just modeled what she saw done in her life. She gave CDs away of our pastor's sermon to her friend Jessica and to her sister Jacqueline. And as a result, both Jessica and Jacqueline are coming to our church now, and their husbands are coming, and their children are coming. So here we have three whole families powerfully impacted and part of a vibrant church.
I want to say that I really believe, after evangelizing for 29 years since I've given my life to Christ, there's no better effective way to leave a recorded message with people. Because even when I, you know, take time and share my heart and share the Word of God with people, you know, when I leave, it's gone. They have nothing more to listen to again, nothing to refer back to. But when you give them a recorded message, then they can hear it over and over and over. And sometimes when I'm talking directly to somebody, they're kind of like, hey, you know, I know something too. And they kind of have their defenses up. But when you give them a recorded message, they're going to listen to that thing privately and their defenses will be down. There's nobody to talk to. So they're just going to be listening and their defenses are down. And oftentimes their hearts are open and they can hear it over and over again. And the Lord can bring strongly that conviction of righteousness, sin, and judgment. So I would say it's by far the most powerful, effective thing you can do to be a witness for our Lord.
Pat, that's really interesting. But, you know, I'm having trouble believing that people actually keep these recorded messages, let alone listen to them. You know, I've handed out all sorts of tracts and different things in the past, but they're usually never really received well. Won't people just throw these away? Scott, do you have some thoughts about that?
You know, I've literally handed out thousands of CDs and tapes, and I've never had one rejection. When you go into a music store and you're looking for a music CD of your favorite group or your favorite artist, and you look at that and you realize you're paying anywhere from, you know, $9 upwards towards $17 for one of these things. Well, as soon as you hand someone a CD, and it is key that, you know, you do package it, because, you know, when it doesn't look nice, people don't think it is nice. If it doesn't look valuable, people don't feel it's valuable. So it's important for you to put your CD in a case with a colorful jacket. So when you hand it to someone, they receive that as a perceived value gift. Think about it this way. If you're in that music store and you're buying the CD, if you got a CD in a little paper white sleeve with some black text on it versus this other CD that's, you know, in a plastic case with a nice colorful graphic, and you paid the same price, the person is going to naturally gravitate to the one that's packaged with color, with something protective. So they ascribe value to it. And that's what we do. We hand these things out and they don't reject it because when they see it, they see something in their mind that's worth $9 to $16. And because of that, they receive it as a gift. They say, oh, thank you so much. You know, can I give you some money for this? I don't know how many times I've been offered money for these things. I say, no. It's free to you. I want you to have this. And you would not believe just how well it's received. And yes, they do listen to it because it's a gift. It's perceived value. They listen to it. And as soon as they plug it in, you know, they have the Word of God coming at them. So, and God's got it from there. So yeah, absolutely. You know, people take these things, they perceive it as a gift, and they don't reject it.
I recently gave a waitress a recorded message, and she was so pleased to receive it. She had waited on us, and we'd struck up a conversation a couple times, never had any spiritual conversation, but I told her, I think you might enjoy listening to this. It's been very meaningful to me. And she took it very graciously and said, I'll listen to this. Or I had someone who repaired my vehicle, and I thanked him, and I says, I have something extra I'd like to share with you. I think you'll find it interesting. And people thank me for sharing the message with them. They thank me for it.
Johnny, thank you for those comments. You guys are really helping me see how recorded messages are perceived as a valuable gift. But is this really as easy as you guys say it is? Katie, what did you think when you first heard about this concept?
I got so fired up about this idea, I thought, here it is, evangelism for dummies. I can do this. I can handle this one. So I went out and I got myself a special pocketbook that has an area in the front of the purse where I can fit tapes, CDs, DVDs, perfectly fits in there. And right now, I'm handing out all those. And what I enjoy doing is just wherever I go, if I'm in the grocery store, if I'm at the gas station, if I'm at the post office, I just enjoy opening up my pocketbook and saying, here, I have a gift for you. This was really meaningful to me, and I just believe it'll be helpful for you. You know, it's so fun to see their faces because people are always like shocked. Wait a minute, what's the catch? You know, but there is no catch. It's just a free gift, and it is so fun to do gift giving. I mean, it's a very fun and easy evangelistic tool, and I absolutely love it.
Rochelle, do you have some thoughts about this?
I think sometimes people think they aren't worthy of the Great Commission or don't think they qualify for it because they're not an evangelist, but we're all part of the Great Commission. Jesus didn't single out full-time evangelists for it. We can all be doing it, and we like to consider the tapes and CDs missionaries, not just the people giving them out, but the actual tape or CD. We often pray for them at church, our recorded missionaries going out each week. We pray before they leave the building that they'll have a great impact, and I think everyone is a part of that and can be a part of it. And it's just amazing, not just the impact that we're hopefully having on the person that receives it, but the impact that it has to us personally and the encouragement it is to go out and keep doing it because it's just a blessing to us as well in being able to do it.
You know, Rochelle, I appreciate how you referred to these as recorded missionaries. That is such a great idea. Now, as I sit back and look at this panel, I can tend to look at you guys as the real professionals. You have all this experience and you work for a company that promotes these principles. But Mike, could you tell me how this works for the rest of us?
You can't spread the word of God and think of yourself as a professional doing it. You have to spread the word of God out of your heart because you have a heart for the Lord. And that's where it comes from. That's because you love Christ, because you care about his commandments. When he says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. That's you. That's me. And because we love him, we keep his commandments. And because of that, anybody can share the gospel of Jesus Christ
And using tapes and CDs, it is actually easier than ever before. And in this busy society, having a tape or a CD on hand at any time, you bump into someone, say, hey, how you doing? I have this tape or CD. I know this is a little odd, but I just feel like I'd like to give it to you. You will find that 99.9% of the time you are not rejected, and that people will receive that as a gift and say thank you. This is something that anybody can do.
Earlier, I mentioned the movie theater where we handed out tapes and CDs in front. Here's a good one for you. There was a young woman who was a coworker of mine, and she went to see this particular movie that we were standing in front of the theaters for. And as she came out, she got her copy of The Message. We came to find out the very next day that on the way home from that movie theater, she had heard The Message, she had given her life to Christ, and then within the same week that movie was playing, within the same week she came to Christ, she herself volunteered to hand out these messages in front of the theater. Another instance in front of the theater that happened is we had a guy come up and he said, I got one coming out the door. Do you have any extras? I know a friend of mine who needs to hear this. And we gave it to him, and he handed it out to his friend. So these are just two quick examples right on the heels of actually receiving one that they gave one out. Again, my daughter, who has handed out many, my son, my oldest daughter has handed out many. Many people I work with, I've seen handing out some. Gentlemen that I take frequent business trips with hands them out on a regular basis. We hand them out to people at a McDonald's drive-thru, at a gas station, at restaurants. We include them as a tip for the waitress. And it's not me, it's other people that I see doing this. So, you know, anybody can do it. And the beauty is there's opportunity abounds. Anywhere there's a human being, there's an opportunity to give a copy of the gospel to.
With messages that are recorded, you don't have to be somebody special. You know what I mean? You just have to be the willing vehicle that imparts the inspiration. That's all. Actually, my daughter, I'm teaching her to evangelize by using this method. There really is no reason why just anybody couldn't hand out a message. There's no training required. There is no special expertise. You don't have to be lovely. You don't have to be important. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be an evangelist. I have had people who were just on the street and didn't even know I was a Christian come up and hand me a message. And these are just regular church-going folk. Not all of them are pastors. And I take the time to listen to their messages when they send them to me because this really is a ministry for anyone and everyone. And I just don't see that anybody needs to be excluded from it. This is one very good way for all of us to share the word.
I really do believe that, Hope, but I'm still not sure that I can do this. To be honest, I really don't know how to approach people. I'm not sure what to say. Scott, what do I have to do to overcome my fear to share the word using recorded messages?
Well, I think the very first thing they need to do is first get on their knees before the Lord and pray. You know, God has not given us a spirit of fear. And, you know, that alone is sufficient. As far as, you know, getting out there and doing it, you know, I struggled with the same thing. I had a friend of mine who mentored me in evangelism. He demonstrated it before me. He encouraged me. He took me places that would cause me to get involved. And it's kind of not necessarily a sink or swim thing, but, you know, you got to consider the sacrifice that Christ paid. And you got to consider the direction that the unsaved are going. You have to get a glimpse of hell for yourself to understand what they're going to be facing. And when you start thinking like that, you start putting yourself in the shoes of the person who needs to hear the gospel. And you start putting yourself in the shoes of Jesus and knowing what he went through, how he paid what he paid. You know, and I'm not just talking about the physical suffering of the beating and on the cross, which was horrendous beyond imagination, but, you know, carrying the burden of sin for all of mankind to be placed on a holy being like God, you know, you start to get a glimpse as to what Jesus himself suffered. When you understand Jesus' suffering and the imminent hell that people are facing, and you pray for boldness, God will give that to you. Now, the very next step is getting out there and doing it. You have to make that decision. Start out small. Get that CD or tape with the gospel message and just simply say, I'd like to give this to you as a free gift. Or, did you get one of these? Or something short, sweet, and to the point. And you will find that people will say thank you and receive it. Now, they may ask you a question like, what's on it? Well, then naturally, you should be able to answer that question by just simply saying, it's a message that has been a blessing to me, and I want to give it to you so that you can be blessed as well. Or something like that. You know, just pray for the Holy Spirit to give you guidance, and it will be there.
Mike, I'd be interested to hear what you have to say.
I believe that there are two reasons that people don't like to evangelize. Number one, they don't feel like they have the right words to say. They don't feel equipped enough to answer the questions that the average person on the street might ask. And the other one is they're afraid of being rejected. They're afraid that that they won't like what they're saying and they will think less of them. Tapes and CDs make it very simple to overcome that fear. Number one, you don't have to have all the words to say because the words that they need to hear are on that tape and CD. Number two, you don't have to say a whole lot. Just as your daughter said, hey, did you get one of these? It doesn't get any simpler than that. It really takes the fear out of it. It's a great place to start. If you are a little scared about sharing your testimony or about witnessing to the people around you, start with a tape and CD. And what it will do over time is you will overcome your fear, say, you know what, this is really simple. And eventually, some people will start asking some questions, and you're going to feel confident. And you know the best thing about witnessing, when somebody asks you a question that you don't know, you say, well, gee, I don't know, but I'd really like to find out. And I'll look into that for you. You don't have to pretend to be someone that you're not. But if you're genuine, say, you know, I don't have all the answers, but this is what God has done in my life, they will respond to that. And they may not always agree with you, but they will at least respect you for being honest.
Guys, thank you for helping me see this in the correct perspective. You really are helping me see that I can do this with God's help. And I honestly want to go out and share the word. Is there something that I should do to prepare before I hand out recorded messages?
I once heard a guy say, and this was a gentleman who had a severe case of cerebral palsy. You know, he was told when he told people he was going into ministry, they said, you know, you can't do this. Look at you. You slur your speech. You're just a mess in your wheelchair. And he says, you know, all God is looking for is a person who's available. And that's what he did. He made himself available. And the key is to make yourself available. Like we were talking about, you have to make yourself available. You have to choose to get out there and do it, and you have to do it. And, you know, you can ask God for opportunity, but what you'll fast realize is once you get started is the opportunities are endless. You know, I previously mentioned about the idea of a gas station attendant or a drive-through window attendant at a bank or a restaurant, a waitress or a waiter at a restaurant, you know, the service mechanic for your car. There's just all kinds of people. People that you interact with on a regular, everyday basis are your opportunities because wherever there's a person, there's an opportunity. So, you know, make yourself available, get out there and get it done, and the opportunities are there. But, you know, I believe the key is you got to bathe it in prayer. Obviously, you're doing the will of the Lord, but you got to have that boldness, and the Holy Spirit will give that to you.
Yeah, the number one and main thing, just praying, Lord, use me, show me who I should give this tape to. You can even be praying if you're in church on Sunday and optimally your church is giving away copies of messages. Lord, who needs to hear this message that the pastor is sharing right now? Be praying about it. Be watching during the week, and there will be opportunities. It's amazing, yeah. And well, awesome.
Mm-hmm. We have in our church, we have made it a practice to put in the bulletin so that people see. You know, we have asked them to pray throughout the message. As you are listening to the pastor's message, pray and ask God to show you who you want to give this. So be open for opportunities. Ask God for opportunities, and He will provide you with many each and every day. It's just praying and being open to the leading of God, you know, His Spirit, just being available and just knowing that you can do it.
And you're right. We really need to pray and be available for God to use us. But what about those people in our lives that we've never witnessed to? You know, in my own life, I've known a few folks for a while, but I've never actually shared the gospel with them. Pat, what are your thoughts about this?
I think that's very common. You know, Christians will work with non-Christians for months and years, even decades, and they never share Christ with them. And I think, you know, you just kind of hope that your life will be a light. I know my wife went to a high school and she was lost and she finally got saved in college. A man who used to sell drugs and he ended up giving his life to God. He led my wife to Christ.
And later, I would go home and people would come to my door and say, "Remember me from high school? We were Christians and we're so glad you're saved now." And I just felt like crying. I just felt like saying, you know, where were you when I was making every mistake in the book? Praise God, now I'm okay.
And they didn't want to open their mouth. They thought, they were hoping their life was a witness. But the only thing Katie figured out from that was, well, I mean, they're a little goody two-shoes, and that's fine for them. For me, I'm going to live a little more on a wild side, but hey, we'll probably all end up in heaven. And she was on her way to hell thinking she was going to hopefully end up in heaven. But somebody needed to help her.
I just think if someone would have given me a recorded message when on the outside I looked like I had it all together, it was in the popular crowd, but on the inside I was making every mistake for my life, maybe someone could have reached me through a recorded message. And thinking of that, I want to be sensitive to ask the Lord if there's anybody in my life that maybe the Lord would rescue through me just handing them some kind of recorded, inspirational, biblical message.
Thank you, Katie. You know, I really need to be thinking about who God wants to rescue. But as I was listening to your testimony, I could really see how God would touch people through your story. But I'm not really sure that my testimony is all that spectacular. David, do you have any thoughts about this?
The important thing to remember is the fact that we are not spectacular, but God is spectacular. And any time that He intersects our lives, any time that He reaches out and compels us to come in, any time that He interacts, there's a story there. There's something miraculous that He's done. And all of us have experienced the miraculous nature of God. It could be that, you know, you could have been a drug addict or a prostitute or this or that. But, you know, a lot of us, there's a lot of people that were brought up in the church, but God still impacted their lives. It's not about, you know, what I have to say, but it's about what He's done for me. So I believe that everybody's got a story because God is great, and He's the one that's done a work and finished the work in us. One of the most spectacular God story that we have is that God sent His only Son to live a perfect life here on earth and to die in our place when we didn't deserve it, we weren't looking for it, and we weren't asking for it, but He came and He did that complete work. So the greatest thing is that a sinful man, that us as sinful people, can walk in His righteousness before Him. And that's a God story of God stories, and He's done that for every one of us.
Katie, do you have anything to add?
Well, in Revelation, it says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives even unto death. And I think right there is a very powerful key. The word of your testimony, not only can it be such a source of life for others, but for you to take the time personally and really think through your story of how God broke into your life. And for you to go over that, to organize that, to arrange it, that you can say it really in just a matter of minutes, a small portion of time about what your life was like before you met the Lord, a small portion of time talking about how you met the Lord, and a small portion of time talking about what your life has been like since you met the Lord. And that will do so much for you. It'll help you in your journey of being an overcomer in the Lord. Just to be able to organize that and think that through will be powerful for you. And then you have a tool that will be so, so effective, an outreach tool to reach others for the Lord.
Wow, you know, my testimony really isn't about me. It's about the Savior who loved me and gave Himself for me. And wouldn't it be great if we could all hand out that God story? Well, that pretty much wraps up our time together today. I don't know about you, but I have certainly been encouraged. Before we close our discussion today, I'd like a few of you on the panel to share with our listeners what you feel is the most important thing to remember as we share the word. How about you, Katie?
The one thing that I would like to share that is most important to me is that how I view myself is one beggar. And when I'm sharing, I look at myself as one beggar sharing with another beggar where I found the bread. And that is my whole concept of sharing. I've been privileged to find something that gives me life, that saved my life and delivered me. And I just want to share that. I am no better than anyone else. It's just that I found the answer, and I would like to share it with everybody because I would like everyone to know Jesus so that they can be delivered, they can be saved, they can be healed, that they can be set free, and also that the Lord can receive all of the rewards of his suffering because he suffered so much for us, and I want him to get every single bit of the reward that he deserves for his suffering.
And I want to add that our God has revealed to us that this is his plan, not to share the word himself, but to incorporate us, the body of Christ, in the sharing of that word. You see that all the way through Scripture, that God is looking for people to step forth and to be a bearer of good news. Matter of fact, the Bible says, how lovely are the feet of them who bring good news, announcing peace and proclaiming that our Lord reigns. And you see Jesus with his disciples, not just telling the extroverted ones, but telling all of them, even the shy ones that we never hear from, like Bartholomew and others, that you two need to go and preach the gospel. You need to go and be a witness. You need to go and make disciples. And so we are all commanded by our Lord to carry his word, to share his word. And I'm mindful of the last few verses of the Bible. And it says that the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. Let him who is thirsty come. Whoever and whosoever will, let him come and drink freely of the water of life. Listen, if you're part of the bride of Christ, you need to be saying, come, along with the Holy Spirit. Come to God. Come and drink. Come and be forgiven. You need to be acknowledging him before men. Jesus says, if you acknowledge me before men, I'll acknowledge you before my Father. But if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father. And so I want to encourage you to acknowledge God, to open your mouth. And what's even easier than opening your mouth is to share recorded messages that people can hear God's word as they move about their day in their cars, their homes, their places of business. They can hear the word of God. You can be a conduit of God's word in this simple way. And I want to encourage you to join with the body of Christ and the Holy Spirit saying, come to this generation, come to God, seek him while there's still time to find him and be forgiven.
Thank you everyone for joining us today. And to our listeners, you've been listening to the first message in Church Growth Power Module Number 2, published by Kingdom Incorporated. Kingdom has many different free access master messages specifically designed to help you share the word in your community. Call Kingdom today for a complete listing of our outreach products and information on how you can continue to multiply the impact of your ministry. Our toll-free number is 800-788-1122. That's 800-788-1122.